Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Verse Number 15. Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha Dada Yakshata Falek Shubhi Alankritam Purnakumbhair Balibir Drupa Dibhipakai. Translation. In each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like curd, unbroken fruits, sugar cane, and full water pots with articles for worship, incense, and candles were all displayed. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The process of reception, according to Vedic rites, is not at all dry. The reception was made not simply by decorating the roads and streets, as above mentioned, but by worshipping the Lord with requisite ingredients, like incense, lamps, flowers, sweets, fruits, and other palatable eatables, according to one's capacity. All were offered to the Lord, and the remnants of the foodstuff were distributed amongst the gathering citizens. So it was not like a dry reception of these modern days. Each and every house was ready to receive the Lord in a similar way. And thus, each and every house on the roads and streets distributed such remnants of food to the citizens. And therefore, the festival was successful. Without distribution of food, no function is complete, and that is the way of the Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, the process of reception. It's very interesting. Many, many years ago, we, in Paris, we went to the airport to receive Prabhupada. So there was about at least 50 devotees with flags and garlands, and everyone was nicely dressed, and everyone was shaved, and they had tilak, and there was prasadam also. And while we were waiting for Prabhupada to come, the ambassador of India arrived on another flight. Now, the official reception committee from the city of Paris was totally unprepared to greet him. But then they saw us, this large group of devotees dressed like Indians, and with flags and flowers and garlands and everything, incense. So they came over to us and they said, you know, the ambassador of India is coming right now. Could you help us receive him? So Prabhupada's flight was a little bit late that day. So we said, yes. So we all went over to that gate where the ambassador was coming. So when he walked in, like, he was shocked. It was like big kirtan going on, instruments, there was flags, there flower garlands, there was prasadam, there was incense, and, you know, it was like he was like shocked, you know, couldn't believe. So after that was over, the lady that talked to us came and said, you know, you guys saved us, you know, this was really wonderful what you did. And the ambassador was very happy. Anytime you need a favor, just give me a call. So right after that, we did call her, and we said, you know, our guru just arrived. Why don't you receive him officially in the palace of the mayor in Paris? So they said yes. And then Prabhupada was officially received by the city of Paris. It's in a big palace in downtown Paris, and in Paris has what's called arrondissement. These are different districts of the city. Each district has its own mayor. So the representative of all those mayors was the guy that received Prabhupada. He gave a big speech glorifying Prabhupada, and then they let Prabhupada speak. And then they showed him around, and then a lot of pictures were taken. There's a lot of pictures of that that meeting. And it was very glorious, and Prabhupada liked it very much. So the process of reception, according to Vedic rites, is not at all dry. So yeah, everything about that, what we're reading here is the culture, Vedic culture, and based on worship of Krishna. And it's full of beauty, gentleness, uplifting, positive. There's chanting, there's dancing, there's flowers, and there's arati, and there's scented water by distilling flowers like rose and cura, and cleaning the roads and wetting them with that scented distilled water. Flower and everything, you know, is joyous and clean and full of positive, you know, vibrations. Like, for example, nowadays, let's say the President of the United States lands in New York City. So immediately there's a big group of people that are protesting this coming. You know, go back home. We don't want you here. Go back home. You know, and there's another group, you know, we love you very much. So everything is full of controversy, and it's not pleasant. Right? But there's no negative side to it at all. It's all pleasant and transcendental. So that is Krishna consciousness. And without distribution of food, no function is complete, and that is the way of Vedic culture. So then one day, some man came up to me in the temple and said, "Prabhu, you're wasting money here too much. You're not managing properly." I said, "What?" Said, "Yes, you're wasting money. Look, you're cooking everything with ghee, and you're putting real flowers every day. This is wasting money. You can just buy these flowers made in Hong Kong, put them there just once a year. And in India, we don't have all this prasadam and cooked in ghee. It's bad for the heart. We just have a little bit of mystery. You know, mystery is like a little bit of sugar, you know, the white junk white sugar, you know. It costs, you know, very little money. So you just give a little bit to everyone. That's enough. You don't have to give all this prasadam." So I told him, "Well, Prabhu, you don't really understand anything about Krishna consciousness. So, you know, I didn't want to argue with you. But we are obliged to do this. Prabhupada taught us to do this. And this is what we do every day." So he couldn't understand. He couldn't understand. Why? Because he's a Mayavadi, number one, and an atheist. Mayavadis are atheists. And he sees everything in terms of dollars. But that's not the way you see Krishna. What does Prabhupada say? "One should be ready to sacrifice everything for the Lord." That's the truth. And if we have to sacrifice our own life, well, also. So just like Haridas Thakur, he was ready to sacrifice his life, which he did. But of course, Lord Chaitanya saved him. And this is Krishna consciousness. Now, if a person's not ready to do that, they'll never actually taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. And the nectar is that when you actually put yourself in a compromising situation that you normally would not do, but you do it in order to serve Krishna, then the Lord protects you. And then you understand that there is, that the Lord actually exists. And but actually, you can't force a person to do that. They have to voluntarily want to do it. And then they'll experience these transcendental occurrences of a reciprocation between the devotee and the Lord. So here, when we, where did Prabhupada say that? You have to sacrifice everything for Krishna. Anyway, I'll find it. It's definitely there. Let me see if it's in the Bhagavad Gita. See, you have a general index in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, but actually, you have to make your own index, because there are certain things that, you know, like you're looking under sacrifice, it's all about, you know, Vedic sacrifices. It's not about sacrifice everything for Krishna. You won't find that particular phrase in the index. Let's see if I wrote it down. Okay, I'll have to find it. It's not here. Haribo. Okay, so here we have another wonderful purport that explains the culture of Krishna consciousness, from the process of reception to decorations of an entire city and so forth. So are there any questions about this? Okay, no questions. No answers, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.